Valya becomes Valmiki. Countless ages ago, there was a very dense, deep forest on the southern side of the river Ganga. It was filled with ferocious and dangerous wild animals. Only tribals lived in it. The chief means of subsistence of the forest inhabitants was fruits, roots, honey, and hunting. Some of the tougher people used to rob the travelers who crossed the forest. Valya was one such person. He was not educated and lacked proper etiquette. He did not have any skill for his livelihood. He had a strong, rugged physique and a devilish mentality. This pushed him to the profession of theft and robbing people, even murdering them if they resisted. In no time, he had lost all sense of shame and guilt. He even kept record of the number of people he had killed. His wife and children had a content life as he was earning a good livelihood. One day, Narada Muni happened to be traveling through the forest. Valya saw Narada Muni and stopped him and asked him to give him all his belongings. Narada Muni said, "I have only this veena and kartal." Valya got angry and said, "Do not cheat me." Narada Muni slowly and smartly dragged him into the conversation and asked him, "Oh, you are a robber. You have robbed and killed so many innocent people. Why do you do this? You know you are actually committed so many crimes and have accumulated so much of sins which fetch bad results in this life or the next. Why do you do so?" Valya had no idea of what Narada Muni was talking about. He responded, "Sin? What sin? What bad deeds? What suffering later on for this? This is my profession. Only because of this, my family and I survive happily. You may call it sin, but for my wife and children, have also have to share this sin." Till this day, no person had any dare to stand before him with such fearlessness and self-confidence and ask a question on his actions. This act of Narada Muni had a great impact on Valya. He drooped a little and his voice became softer. Narada Muni's personality was such a radiant and effective one that Valya too felt like talking to him. Narada Muni said, "Valya, sins remain sins, whether you do it for your livelihood or for fulfillment of pleasure. You cannot escape from it. But you said you are doing it for your family. Would they be ready to accept their share in the sin?" Narad asked in a kind of voice. Valya declared with confidence, "Of course they will. Why not? They know that I am doing it only for their happiness and pleasure. They would be fully aware of it." Narada Muni said, "You are simpleton. This is foolish thinking on your part. Everybody wants a share of happiness, prosperity and progress. But in one's hour of grief, defeat and downfall, nobody will stand by you. In the same way, nobody will share your sins. If you wish to verify what I say, go and ask them whether they would accept to share your sin. I shall wait for you meanwhile," said Narada calmly. Valya thought Narada Muni may escape, so he tied him up to a tree with the twig. Narada Muni kindly got himself tied and said, "Don't worry, I will remain here till you come." He quickly rushed home, called all his family members. He told them what had happened in the forest and then asked, "Who is ready to share the sins committed by me?" He was to get the shock of his life. His misgivings came true. All said together, "To feed and to take care of us is your duty. How are we concerned through what means you brought home the money? You alone have to take what discredit. Valya's words were shattered. He was speechless. Thought, what should I do now? Without a second thought, he ran back to Narada Muni. Narayan, Narayan, you are back after asking your family. So tell me, how many of your family members are ready to share your sin? Valya replied in great sorrow. Maharaj, you are all knowing. You were right. My entire family is thoroughly selfish. I am helpless. Maharaj, I salute to your understanding of people and their nature. You alone can now show me the way out of this web of sin. All have let me down. I don't wish to see their faces ever again. Valya's remorse was complete. He was now sorrowful and anxious to get rid of his burden. Narada Muni was convinced. He advised him in the right manner. Narada then asked Valya to prepare a platform to sit under a mango tree. He was asked to come after taking a bath in the river, then advised Valya to meditate. Ram, 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 continuously without a break. Valya, continue meditating like this till I come back. This will certainly wipe out your sins and clean your heart and purify you. Valya was so sinful that he was not able to chant Ram. Instead, he chanted Mara, Mara, Mara. Narada Muni convinced him, even this will work. Continue to chant. I will see you when I return back. Many years passed. Narada Muni had almost forgotten. Then, once he was again passing by the same route, he heard a deep repetition of Ram, Ram, Ram. No human being was to be seen around after looking around. He realized that the voice was coming from an anthill. He pushed aside the top and sides of that anthill. He saw a person, almost a skeleton, in rock steady posture, repeatedly uttering Ram, Ram. Then Narada Muni recollected the incident of 12 years back. He shook Valya and woke him up. Get up, Valya. You are free from all the sins you have committed. You will henceforth will be known as Valmiki, because you have emerged from this Valmik anthill. Establish your ashram, hermitage, here. Continue to evolve yourself and help people follow proper and right path in life. Maharishi Valmiki did likewise. After some days, Narada Muni paid a visit to him. Valmiki Rishi asked him, Devarishi, can you please tell me if there is any person in this world who could be considered as ideal and perfect in all aspects? Narada Muni told him that there is Sri Ram, who rules the kingdom of Ayodhya. He narrated his complete life story. He also said that the happiness and prosperity that abounds at this moment is due to the noble and pious deeds of that extraordinarily great person, which is known as Ramarajya. Narada's narration left a great impact on Valmiki's mind. He started thinking continuously about it. One morning, Maharishi Valmiki was going to River Tamasa to take a bath along with his disciples. There, he saw a pair of crouched birds indulge in making love. At that very moment, a hunter's arrow hit and killed the male bird, which fell down dead. The female bird's wailing for the loss of her mate was loud and pitiable. Valmiki at once became sad and angry. He uttered a curse on the hunter, exclaiming, O wicked one, you have killed an innocent bird engaged in affection. You shall also suffer sorrow and affliction. it just happened that the curse was in a systematic verse form. He also realized immediately that he had cursed somebody, wished some ill for someone, and for that he felt depressed. But at that very moment, Brahmadev, the creator, appeared before him. "Oh great Rishi, you just now uttered a composition in a certain format. It would be popularly known as Anushtubh Chanda. Narada Muni told you the life story of Sri Ram. Compose it in this Chanda format and propagate and spread it amongst people." Following Brahmadev's instructions, Valmiki composed the Srimad Ramayan. It is a timeless epic, a poet history about an extraordinarily great king and composed by an equally competent personality. It is outstandingly incomparable. Brahma listened to it himself and blessed the immortal epic, saying, "Sri Ramakatha shall continue to be revered as long as the sun and the moon exist. The mountains stand erect, kissing the skies, rivers flow, and the sea, with all its roaring waves, rushes towards the beach. Its greatness shall never diminish."